Okay, Matthew chapter 17. And we've been looking at healing the last few teachings, and this is the next part in that whole series. And this I titled Healing, and we're looking at, is faith a quantity? And in order to look at that, we're going to look at Matthew 17. So what do I mean by that? Well, we'll understand that a little bit more as we get into this, but just to remind you, what we've looked at over the last little while is that we've looked at, in some not a credible amount of detail, but some detail at the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. We'll probably do that more, but to understand that healing and deliverance is available, and it's built into the work of redemption that Jesus Christ purchased for us. So which means that it's always available. It's not, there's never a case where healing is not available for the believer. Because it's built, just like saying salvation is always available, because both are worked, built into the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. And we took the time to look at many records in the Gospels and the church epistle, sorry, in the book of Acts. And we saw the only change that took place from the Gospels and the way which healing was done was that now it was to be done in the name of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ said, I will do it, because he had been given all authority in heaven and earth as a result of the resurrection. But other than that, you know, always available. God's desire is to deliver people and bless them. Doesn't withhold good from people. And it doesn't matter much to him whether you're a person's an unbeliever or a believer. Healing is available. And that's something that he's done. And we should walk with that same attitude when it comes to ministering to people. So, obviously, related to the topic of healing is faith. And today, to look at his faith a quantity, we're going to look at some record. But we'll start in Matthew chapter 17 to kind of set the foundation for this. In Matthew 17, 14 is the first verse. We've read this before when we're looking at the healing records, but this will give us a little bit of slightly different look at it. In Matthew 17, 14, and when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed, for oftentimes he falleth into the water and often into the fire and often into the water. Sorry. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief. Now, recognize that this took place after he had sent them out, and they had seen many miracles already. So, interesting, right? So, Jesus said, Because of your unbelief. So he told them exactly the reason, and the reason was unbelief. That was it. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. So here, and in another record, if you want to look at it, don't have turned there, but Matthew 13, he had told them that the mustard seed is the least or smallest of all seeds. That's what he had taught them. And here he's saying that if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed. So what is it saying here? Very, very simply, that it just takes that much faith to accomplish great things. Isn't that what he's saying? That little bit of faith, that's all you need. You got faith, it's going to take place. It's going to happen. And here he uses the example of moving a mountain. They only needed a little to accomplish great things. That's important to remember that. What we're going to look at now is, if faith is not a quantity, then what do the expressions increase our faith, ye of little faith, and great faith mean? What do those expressions mean if faith is not a quantity? Right? Is there something more here? We're going to look at that now. Matthew 21, let's just keep going. Matthew 21, a little bit more on this. Matthew 21. 18, we're going to go to. Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon, but leaves only, and said unto it, Let no fruit grow on thee henceforward forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How soon is the fig tree withered away? Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith, and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. What does he say? He said, if you have faith. Right. He didn't say, if you have a real great amount of faith, if you have faith. And previously he had taught them, just a little bit can accomplish great things. Yes? Okay. Luke 17. Just to go along this line a bit. Luke 17. Verse 1 of Luke 17. Then said he unto the disciples, It is impossible, but that offenses will come. But woe unto them through whom they come. If it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he cast into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones. Pretty strong statement. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again unto thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And the apostles said unto the Lord, Increase our faith. Right, so what does that mean? And the Lord said, If you had faith, here is, as a grain of mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds. So his response to them saying, increase our faith is if you had faith, a little bit, just a bit. Interesting response. You might say unto the sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. Basically, he told them, you just have to have faith. It's not the amount, you just have to have faith. You have to have it. And then he says something like this. Look at this. But which of you, verse 7, this is his response to them saying, increase our faith. But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by when he has come from the field, Go and sit down to meat? And will not rather say unto him, Make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself, and serve me till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink. So the servant's going to have to take care of his master first before he gets any blessings here. Doth he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I don't think so. I trow not. So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say we are unprofitable servants, we have done that which was our duty to do. His response to them saying, increase our faith, is you should serve God. See, and then he said, you just have to have faith. You should, but the key thing you concentrate on is serving God. And we have, you know, we learned at one point that, you know, sons who work in their father's business, right? Sons of God. It was required back in the lands and times of the Bible that they would take up the family business and they would support their father and they would work in that business. So that was written to the Eastern mind. So the same thing when he says serve God, he goes, look, if you're worried all about how I got to have all kinds of great faith, I got to do all this. He said, look, it just takes a little bit of faith to accomplish great things. Get busy serving God. That was his response. It's a great response. Okay. So, just based on, you know, some of those records, would you think, biblically speaking, that a little bit of faith can accomplish great things? It's pretty clear, isn't it? It's not him saying, okay, you got to psych yourself up for 6, 7, 8 months, a few years, get better. No, he said, look, if you had just that, it's going to accomplish great things. So the rest of the Word of God has to be consistent with what Jesus Christ taught there. Yeah? So next we're going to look at great faith. Matthew chapter 8. Again, we saw some of these before, but in the context of understanding if faith is a quantity or not, we'll look at them again. Matthew chapter 8. And why are we looking at this? I mean, you know, you might ask, why are we looking at this? Well, you know, it's wonderful when you have accountability for your life. Right? it gets a little bit vague if you keep if I keep thinking to them, oh, you know, I can if I just keep doing this, I'm eventually going to get to that point. But if I recognize that all it takes is I just got to have faith, and it's a done deal. Not faith in my faith, my ability, but in God. And if I have that, then the result is accomplished. That's what Jesus Christ told them. He said, you know, increase our faith, or he said, look, if you had just this much, that's all it takes, but you got to have it. That makes it a little bit more, it helps me anyway. It should ought to help us to understand accountability for our, it's basically our job to believe God, have faith in God. Once we have that, it's a done deal. Not like you got to spend 20, 30, 40, 50 years on something. As soon as you have it, done. And that is a great thing to understand. Matthew 8, 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go and he goeth, and to another, come and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. So this man, obviously, he said, you don't have to even come under my roof. I know you have authority. I understand authority, and I know you've got the authority. I know you can command this thing to be gone, and it'll just obey you. And Jesus Christ said, verse 10, when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Now, if the English Standard Version calls this such faith. The Weymouth says faith as great as this. It's not talking about the amount. It's talking about the quality. Because you have great, that's just great faith. You know, no one in Israel even ever says this. Look, they needed him to be in their house or have touched him. He said, you don't have to even be there. The quality of his faith was just great. And Jesus marveled. This is great. You think this man spent years and years increasing, 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 increasing faith? No. He just believed in authority. End of story. Jesus said, well, that is great. Look at Matthew 15 again. Another one, another record. We saw again, but in the idea, in the context of looking at quantity. Is it a quantity? Matthew 15, 22. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciple came and said beside him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. So she already tried to get to him once, and he said, I'm not sent. And then she comes again, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. Now, that's a pretty harsh response, but that was the culture. He was sent to Israel. He said, look, I can't give the children's bread to dogs, because that's how the, you know, the Jews thought of the Samaritans, or the as dogs. And she said, truth, Lord. Look at her. First time she didn't take no for an answer. Second time didn't take no for an answer. Third time she says, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. See, what was so great about her faith? She was did she ever show irreverence towards him? No, she was totally irreverent, and she would not stop. She persisted in faith until she got what she wanted. And Jesus Christ said, well, that is great faith. Not the quantity, it's just having it. But in this case here, not stopping until she got what she had, she wanted. So, increase our faith. Said, look, get busy serving God. You only need a little bit to accomplish great things. You just got to have it. Great faith, great in quality. The man understood authority. She understood persistence. And those are great characteristics for faith. How about the next one? Next one is where it says, Ye of little faith. Look at Matthew chapter 6. So what does that mean? It has to be all consistent, right? The Bible has to fit. Matthew chapter 6. We're going to go with next. This expression is used four times in the Bible, or five times. One is a parallel record. We won't look at that. Matthew 6:19. Okay, where are we? Lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Verse 24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought. That's anxious mental distraction. We understand that. Don't be mentally distracted. Don't be anxious for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. So food, clothing, you know, shelter, what you eat and drink. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls, look at the birds. They sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. So, you know, wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe ye, O ye of little faith? What was he saying to them? Now, when people are anxious and distracted about the very basic needs of life, and we're not talking here about serious issues, we're talking about the basic needs of life, do they have any faith? No. There's no faith there. He says, look at the flowers, look at the birds. They don't, you know, God takes care of them. You guys are worried about the basic necessities of life? Oh, you have little faith. There's no faith there. Because guess what? If they had a little bit of faith, couldn't they accomplish great things? Isn't that what he taught? It just takes a little bit to accomplish great things. So he wasn't saying to them, oh, ye who are able to accomplish great things with your little faith. He was saying, you have no faith. We're talking about the basic needs of life here. Yeah? Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. Verse 23. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and woke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. Basically, they said to him, Jesus, we are going to die. We perish. Now, and he said unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Do you think that somebody who says we're going to die has any faith? No. There was no faith there. So when he says, you know, it's kind of interesting. We use this expression even in colloquial language. And if I was to say to you, you know, maybe not to you guys, but if I was hanging out with a bunch of guys and I said, hey, listen, I bet you I can sink this basket from here, from 10 feet out. They're like, come on, you'll never do that, Roger. You're not going to be able to do that. I say, oh, you have little faith. Watch this. I'm saying, you don't have any faith in me. See, it's not that expression, even to this day, goes down to basically saying what? You have no faith. Right? So Jesus Christ said, no faith. You're worried about dying? No faith at all. And if, in fact, they had a little faith, like the expression says there, they would be able to accomplish great things, right? Just takes a little bit to move a mountain. Matthew 14. This record, I guess, shows it even more explicitly. See, it's good to know this because, you know, because you might just get caught up in the thinking, you know, well, you know, I just gotta push. No, you just gotta have it. And in the area of healing, if you have that little, even that little, just what it takes, according to the Bible, mountains are gone. They're removed. And it doesn't matter what sickness, disease, or whatever it happens to be, it goes. That's it. It's not a matter of, psyching yourselves up, pressing down really hard. If I was thinking about having faith, my ability to do that, or that I, or actually faith in healing itself, or all these other things that you could have faith in, it's not going to do it. It's faith in Him, in God. See, Jesus Christ said, "I'm here." He even said, "I don't even do these works; He doeth the works." Who was His faith in? God. That's why even a little bit can accomplish great things, because our faith is not in ourselves. It's not in faith, it's faith in God. Look at Matthew 14. That's where we're now. 14, 22. "And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him onto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, 'It is a spirit,' and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus had spoke unto them, saying, 'Be good cheer, it is I, be not afraid.' And Peter answered him and said, 'Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water.' And he said, 'Come.' And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus." So when Peter is walking on the water, would you say that he has faith? No question, right? He's walking on the water. There's no question. And he had the faith and accomplished great things. He was able to walk on the water. Okay. "But when he saw the wind," verse 30, "but when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid." We could spend a lot of time talking about that, about how you take your mind off of the Lord and the things of God, and how that can crush your faith. But it says it right here in the verse. "For he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, 'Lord, save me.' And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, 'O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?'" So when Peter was sinking into the water, did he have any faith? It was gone. And Jesus Christ said, "Oh, you have little faith. Why'd you doubt?" You see, that expression literally means you don't have any faith. In this case here, when he was walking in the water, he went from faith to no faith in a matter of seconds, a matter of minutes. You see that? It's a very, very, faith is very simple in the sense that once you have it, deal done. It's over. That's God's promise. But we don't have any. And here, let's just keep reading the next one. "Oh, thou little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" Let's read the last one, Matthew 16. And in the case of, again, the context of these things is healing and deliverance, right? That's what I want to concentrate on. Faith obviously is a bigger issue, but in the area of healing and deliverance, if you think about faith, what's the wind? What's the water voice? What is that? Pain, hurt, fear, all these things that accompany sickness and disease. If I look at those things, just like Peter looked at the water and all the wind, boisterous, if he had kept his focus on the Lord, doubt wouldn't have come in. But if I concentrate more on the pain or the sickness or the symptoms, if you will, then that's going to hurt my faith. That's why we don't concentrate on those things. When we say, "By his stripes I am healed," that's not a lie. If I was to say, I haven't got this pain, or I haven't, that would be a lie. But by his stripes I'm healed. That's the truth. But I've just chosen to concentrate on the things of God rather than the wind, rather than the things that are around that are going to hurt my faith. So when it comes to, that's why we say, "By his stripes I'm healed. God, you're making your word good in me. I know sin has and dominion and sickness has no dominion over me anymore. It can't touch me." Those are all statements that are true, because God has given those to us. Okay, the last record about little faith, Matthew 16, verse 5. "And when his disciples were come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. Then Jesus said unto them, 'Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees.' And they reasoned among themselves, saying, 'It is because we have taken no bread.' Which when Jesus perceived, he said unto them, 'O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves because ye have brought no bread? Do ye not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000, how many baskets ye took up, neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000, and how many baskets you took up? Did they have any faith here? They had just seen him feeding thousands, twice. Thousands and thousands, and here they are. Oh, where are we going to get bread from? He says, well, you have a little faith. In other words, you don't have any faith. What's wrong with you guys? Don't you guys remember what happened there? Don't you guys remember all these things? You know, if you look at all those records, what was the solution in each of these cases to the little faith? You know, first of all, instead of being mentally distracted, he says, seek the kingdom of God and his right. Focus on the things of God. That will get rid of your no faith. That will get rid of that problem with no faith. Focus on things of God. Instead of being full of fear, fear not, he told him. Don't be afraid. God is with you all the time. That's what allows us to have faith. Instead of allowing the senses to cause doubt, we stay in faith. We don't quit. Because if the word of God promises it, it's got to happen. There's no question there. Instead of forgetting, we remember all that God has done for us. These are all things that we can do to counteract those things that might cause us to not have faith in situations. Good learning in those records. Right? Good learning. But the important thing to understand, it's not some quantity. You work out, once it's there, done deal. That's why you can see things like the 10 lepers that show up. You think the 10 lepers had years and years of teaching and training by Jesus Christ? No, they just came to him, and he said, done, and they were done. As soon as they had it, over, it was done. You see, it's not a quantity. It's just having it. That's why Jesus Christ could say, just a little bit, move mountains, do great things. Right. We'll close in Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. Reading all about mountains today. So might as well read this one too. Mark 11, verse 20. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto them, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in who? God. Who do you think Jesus Christ had faith in? God. Aren't we supposed to walk, imitate the Lord Jesus Christ? He has faith in God. You know, I if I was to say, well, you know, I've studied the Bible now for so many years, you know, I should be able, that is no guarantee of faith, is it? I could listen to the Bible for 5 minutes and have faith, or listen to it for 50 years and have no faith. It's got nothing to do with me. It's everything to do with God. Jesus Christ said, have faith in God. They were like, look at this tree. He goes, have faith in God, guys. You know, trust in God. He can do it. Mark, verse 20, 21. And Peter calling to remember, verse 23. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. And three times in there it talks about saying, or saying this. And then he says, think, verse 24, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you have received them, and you shall have them. You know, whether it's by command, as we saw in all the records of healing, what you say, according to God's word, you shall have it, if there's faith there, no doubt. Same thing with prayer. When you pray, believe that you receive them. So when you're praying, when we pray, we believe that we receive them. And then it says, then you shall have them. You see, the first thing is to pray and then believe that you've got it, and then you shall have it. And it comes to healing. You looked at all those records where it talks about what did Jesus Christ do? He commanded it to take place. Why? Because it was available. It was in the redemptive work. It was always available. So even when you command something or, you know, for sickness, you believe that you receive it, and you shall, it will show up, because that's God's promise. It's not a matter of quantity, it's a matter of having it, period. When it's done, when you have it, it's a done deal. Faith is not a quantity. We need not be worried about having a large quantity of faith. So if you say, you know, I have this big problem, so I need a lot of faith. Well, no, we need to receive. Realize that just having faith, even as a grain of mustard seed, can accomplish great things. We need to eliminate whatever it is that stops us from having faith in the area we have need. In our consideration of healing and deliverance, we should understand that as soon as we have faith, the result is guaranteed by the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. The word will work if we do not quit. If the promise is there, you know, and if we know the promise is there from God's word, why would we ever stop until we see it? And on the other side, if I say something like, I don't have enough faith for this, because it's faith in God that can do this, doesn't that actually translate into saying something like, I don't trust God can do this? Because recognize, it's not my faith. It's we have faith in Him. So if I say, well, I don't have enough faith, well, you weren't doing it anyway. Why would you have to say that? It's faith in God, and I don't want to say that to Him. You see, it's faith in God. He is the one who backs up all the promises that He has made to us in Christ Jesus. And so faith a quantity? No, it's just a matter you've got to have it. And whatever it takes to get it, whatever it takes to eliminate whatever it is stopping us from any situation, we eliminate that. And when the faith is there, God's word promises us even a little bit can accomplish great things. Right? And the next time we'll look at how to get faith. We'll get back together again.